Never again say God doesn't speak to you. As long as you have a Bible, access to the Bible, this is God speaking to you.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God is your source of blessing and life. When you are full of Him, the blessing will replenish you. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jeremy Pearsons as they continue their special series, Living the Abundant Life, next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today for this broadcast. We pray for and thank you for all of this radio and television audience all over the world. And we worship you. We receive you into our midst in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Join me today in welcoming Jeremy Pearsons to this broadcast.
Thanks,
Jeremy, you've really hit on the heart of all life. People really don't have any depth of understanding, who I know I certainly didn't, about what is life, what is death. The idea that death is to cease to live is not correct, because when this body ceases to function and it dies, you don't die. You're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Once a spirit being is released into this earth, it will exist forever. It will be knowledgeable forever. Mm-hmm. It will be aware of its own existence forever. And besides that, every physical body released into this planet will eventually be resurrected, mm-hmm, and will be aware of its own existence forever, whether you're with God or in the presence of Satan and damned to hell, it'll be forever. So life is to be connected with God force. Death is to be disconnected from the God source of life.
Right.
And concept of that, you have to continue to meditate the Word, because these are the words of life. He is our life, and so forth. You won't get that concept separate from the Word, because these are the words of life.
Yeah.
Now, when you get that concept, then, and it begins to grow in you, that we're talking about God Himself, and we're talking about the very essence that makes Him God, that man was created to be and to enjoy. He got separated. Spiritual death. He didn't cease to function, but he was no longer connected to God, had no revelation of God, and his spirit being dead, he couldn't create anymore. He couldn't exercise force of life. He was subject to sickness, disease. He was subject to poverty, fear, mm-hmm, and all of those different things, which God intended for man to have so much God life in him that it would overwhelm, mm-hmm, all of the curse, sickness, disease, all forms of death. But that's what living is. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I came that you have what I got.
Right.
And have it abundantly.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Yeah.
So, amen.
Amen.
Now, let's make the connection that you talked about yesterday. He came to bring us the words of life. Life is released in words. The life of God created all matter. And it was the very light energy of God released. But how did he release it? He didn't do it like this.
Right.
No, he said it. And that those very words formed whatever the word painted. If I were to say, well, take this food for this guy. If I were to say, apple, you know what an apple is. You got an image in your mind of it right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. See, that the word apple forms apple. Now, that principle comes from God. Man would have never been able to think that up, and natural man don't know it yet. Mm-hmm. He uses it, but he don't know it. He doesn't have any working knowledge of it, and you only get that from the Word. So when God said apple, that was the result.
Yeah.
And in Hebrew, word and thing are the same word. Mm. I wish they were in English. It'd make it a lot easier. But we do say it that way, the things you say.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from. Now, in the 103rd Psalm, he fills my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. He fills my mouth with good words. We say it like this. He fills my mouth with words of his life that renew my youth like the eagles.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to come at you with something really, really deep, really heavy. This is huge revelation. You ready for this?
Yeah.
John 10:10 comes immediately after John 10:1-9. Now, isn't that deep?
That's deep, man.
Wow. And the truth is, it's like that all over the Bible, almost everywhere.
Yeah, and that's important. Let's get in there and make that connection. That flow.
Yeah.
What he said here was a result of what he'd already said.
Yeah.
And that the flow of that is actually creates the concept of it. Mm-hmm. Brother Oral said to me one time, he said, Kenneth, God is more about insight, ideas, and concepts than he is about facts and figures. He said, if you get an idea from God, insight into God from God, and concept of God from God, he said, you've got all the facts and the figures. But without the concept, the facts and figures do you no good.
Yeah.
So.
And if you take a piece of something and remove it from where it belongs, and you try to either just look at it or look at where it came from independent of each other, then you're missing something. And I said that to be funny, you know, John 10:10 comes after John 10:9, and that's true. But here's the point in that. If you're not living John 10:10, if you know he came to give abundant life, and you look at your life and you think, this is anything but abundant, then put it back where it came from. Isn't that what a parent would tell their little child when they've taken something off a shelf or taken something out of its place? Put that back where you found it. Well, that's what the Lord would say to us. Put that verse back where you found it, and then see if connecting it back to where it came from energizes life back into it. So let's find out what Jesus was saying as opposed to taking John 10:10 away from where it came from. Let's put it back where we found it. Look at verse 1. This is verse 1 of John chapter 10. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Why do the sheep follow him?
Because they know his voice.
They recognize his voice. Then he says in verse 5, but they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Verse 6, Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. And he began to explain in the next few verses, look, I'm the door, I'm the shepherd, you enter by me. But here's what I want to draw our attention to. Jesus did not preach a message on hearing his voice. He did not say, if you brought your Bibles with you, look at John 10, verse 1. I want to talk to you about knowing my voice, and then preach to him about knowing and recognizing his voice. And then he didn't say, okay, close your Bibles. Now let's preach another message, and I want to talk to you about abundant life. These two are not two separate messages.
Mm-hmm. No, they're all the same thing.
That's, I believe, why people are frustrated and not living and experiencing the abundant life, that desire in them to want to give, to be a blessing. I just wish I had more to give. I just wish I had that kind of abundance, that kind of life that God came to give, and they're frustrated. Well, connect it back to John 10, 1 through 9. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is an inseparable connection between hearing the voice of Jesus and the abundant life. And you try to pull them apart from each other, and they don't work. There is no abundant life apart from hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd. It just doesn't exist. Because his voice is constantly leading you to, is constantly bringing to life in you the abundant life. You and I have talked about this before. As a matter of fact, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
You know, religious correctness has taught and trained people to think and say, you can't hear the voice of God. Mm-hmm. Who do you think you are? Are you some kind of prophet or something? You hear the voice of God? Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. But how would I know if I hadn't heard the voice of God?
Right.
So the whole idea was to separate you from the reality of his voice. And you hear people all the time, and I particularly heard it, I still hear it today, but not nearly as predominantly as we did back there 35, 40, 45 years ago, when you would hear people say, well, you know, God just doesn't speak to me, Brother Copeland. And it's as if he just doesn't speak to anybody anymore. Why? Well, nobody even gets into that. And if he did, he wouldn't speak to me. I mean, after all. But he's speaking all the time.
Yeah.
God just rattled me up really strong about this. And I was going down these same scriptures and brought me over there to 16th chapter of John when he said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears, that will he also speak. He will take of mine and show it unto you. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me. Mm-hmm. Now, right in the middle of that, I heard this. He said, I don't have a hearing problem. I hear what he says, and I speak it to you. Mm-hmm. You're the one with a hearing problem. Woo, I got it. Yeah. It was just jarring me. And I said, I correct it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear the voice of my shepherd. Immediately I started hearing what he got me up early that morning to give me.
Yeah. You and I, and any Bible-believing person on this planet, never, ever again in our lives say, God doesn't speak to me.
No. Don't ever.
Especially if you own one of these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've been thinking of this lately. I've just allowed the Lord, and I believe he's the one that said this to me. He said, do you know what lengths I went to make sure you could have that in your lap?
Yeah.
He said, the people that have sweat and bled and cried and died to keep this alive,
yeah.
to keep it in print, to keep it in circulation, to make sure that I could have this thing in my hands and open it up anytime I want to hear it. Never again say God doesn't speak to you. As long as you have a Bible, access to the Bible, this is God speaking to you.
Yes.
Every time you open it, say, God, I will read these words today. And I love, you remember what Pastor Creflo said about this? He said, you've got to read the word so much till you come to the place where you hear the voice behind the word.
That
is when it's become revelation.
And the word of itself, the word itself says, if you will do that, it will speak to you in the morning. It'll speak to you in the noontime. It'll speak to you at night. It'll speak to you when you go to bed. Mm-hmm. It'll talk to you in life situations. You can hear His voice come up in you.
Yeah.
And it's sure it's quoting Scripture, but that is His voice.
Yeah. And people are saying, well, I want to hear Him talk to me about this particular thing or this situation. What do I do here? But the Word of God is so, it's life. And life begets life. And I've had this happen to me. I know you have too. You'd be reading the Word and you just come along, you read something, and it doesn't seem like that Scripture is, quote unquote, the answer that it speaks right to your situation, but in an instant, you know what to do. It's because the light and the life that's on and in the Word breathes life into everything else. So this is what we need. What Jesus did in John 10, once again, was to draw that line between life and death. And He said, you cannot get more opposite of death than life. You cannot get more opposite of life than death. And that's how different I am from the thief.
Praise God forever.
But once again, He connected it to my sheep know my voice. So we could say it like this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that it would be safe to say that hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd, either hearing it through the Word or through the witness of the Spirit, the two ways that He speaks to us, two primary ways, is life itself. Didn't Jesus say, my words are
life?
I want to look at something in Deuteronomy 30. You and I had a phone conversation not long ago about this. Let's read this, and I want to remind you of something you said, and then I'll let you know what the Lord said to me about it. Chapter 30, verse 19, God speaking, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. So once again, here's that line drawn. Don't get them confused. Don't misunderstand. Don't be deceived. You've got life on one side and you've got death on the other. They don't look alike.
When God first
got nothing in
when
common.
God first said this, he had Moses to call all of them together mm-hmm. and put it on two mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there wasn't any question about what God was saying here.
Yeah.
Here's life and here's death. Now you make your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can have either one of them. But I'm in life and I am in blessing. I am the length of your days. I am your life. Mm-hmm. So he was making it, he impressed their minds with it so strong they could see those two mountains. You can't move that mountain over here and you can't get this mm-hmm. mountain to go over there. It was so divided that, and you can see it all the way through the Scripture. Here's the land of darkness and here's the land of Goshen. Mm-hmm. Here's the curse and here's the blessing. I mean, it, and they don't mingle.
Yeah.
What communion hath light with darkness?
That's right.
Righteousness with unrighteousness. Christ with Belial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when this is a concept that I am of God, He is my source, this is my life. Now, what am I doing? I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. To seek first the kingdom of God is not just to go to church
mm-hmm.
or, you know, that kind of thing. No, this is your life. You choose life, you're going to choose that kingdom.
Yeah.
What does the kingdom want? What does the kingdom have? What does the kingdom need out of me? Constantly, continue. That's where I live. That's my job.
Yeah.
That's who I'm with. so that this life comes from a seed and grows up into the life blessing, which is what? Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, have dominion over it and subdue it, and replenish. Now, here we are in a day of destruction. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of spiritual forces that are going in a lot of different directions. It's causing a lot of destruction. We won't get into that right now. But if you know how to operate the blessing, the Bible says the whole creation is crying out for it, groaning, travailing for manifestation of the sons of God. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the sons of God have in them life. And that life blessing force is what God intended to replenish the earth with.
Yeah.
And to fix it when it's broke and to take care of the wear and tear on the thing. And particularly now that when a curse is manifested, the blessing should manifest and replenish.
Yeah.
So that this life force in here in abundance will not only protect you from those storms, but it will give you force and power mm-hmm. to replenish. And people need that. They need you to have that.
Yeah.
They need the church to have that.
Yeah.
But now you got to get back to inquiring of the Lord.
Yeah. That same place that you just quoted is Romans 8.
Yeah.
Just a few verses before that, he defines, or he offers what I call a defining characteristic of a son or a child of God. He said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the
sons." The sons of God. Yeah.
The ones that are led by His Spirit, the ones that know and recognize His voice, the ones that know the voice of the Good Shepherd, that the voice they've come to know it and recognize it and are familiar with it. Those are the sons. Those are the ones having an effect in the kingdom, and the sons of God that are ready to take their place and everything you just talked about. But the defining characteristic of that person is that they are led by the Spirit, not by opportunity, not by pressure, not by people, not by money, led
by
the Spirit. You know and hear the voice.
One of the biggest things in my life of faith has been the phrase, "Lord, I'm inquiring of you mm-hmm. today. I'm inquiring of you." And I ask individual questions about things and listen. Well, it took a while to separate the clamor out here and the voice of God. But you do it by doing it and exercising faith. You can't say, "Well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, I just don't know. I just don't know." No, you can't continue to say, "I don't know," and inquire of the Lord. Yeah. I mean, that don't work. So take the first step, which is to incline your ear. Not inclined to "I don't know," mm-hmm. but be inclined to hear from God. Ah, so that's what the Word says. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Do you understand it? No, but that's what I'm going to do. Then you will begin to understand it. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Jeremy and I will be back in just a moment.
When God said, "Let there be light," at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after He created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, "The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It," is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see? Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
Now, I want you to listen to me. If you've been, just kind of bouncing around about turning your life over to Jesus where He can do something with it, allow Him to take control and directing what you do for the rest of your life, then quit bouncing around about it. And right this moment, you are watching and hearing this broadcast today for a specific purpose. God put this in your face today. So stop telling Jesus no and come grasp hold of what He's offering here. If you will confess with your mouth, Romans 10:9 says, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. That word saved is actually translation of the word, you shall be made sound. I mean, strong and sound, spirit, soul, body, financially redeemed from the curse. It's all in that word. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession or words are made unto salvation. This is exactly what we've been talking about. The life is in the Word of God. When you speak His words, it releases that life within you. So pray this with Jeremy and me right now. Pray it out loud. Oh God in heaven. I believe with all my heart. That you raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you, sir. You're now my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin. I renounce the devil and all he stands for. I choose you. I choose life. I choose your word. Fill me with your spirit. I receive my forgiveness. Of all sin. And cleansing from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that with Jeremy and me today, let us know. I want to send you this little book free and postpaid to get you started studying your Bible and teach you how to study it, praise God, and get you on the road to success and life in Christ Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Jeremy reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.